This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Best of my love and intentions come with this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 1st of October. 3 months left. 92 days left in the year, I think, if my math is correct. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. I know I figured right when I know that Ken Kessler is here. 888-302-3684 reaches us. You can reach him and me, Ken or Doug, at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The whole business of violence in our society. Protesting is one thing. Violence, whether it's a singular act or whether it is a contrived reality, or whether it's something that brings in lots of different people. Why do we have such violence in our society? I became exposed to a circumstance with a couple of people who work on my farm who got into a pretty rip-roaring fight. That was yesterday, about this time. For those of you who don't know, I have a dairy farm. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer. And I've had, these kids have been friends, they've been around for a good, one kid's been around 11 or 12 years. And so I knew that he had a problem with alcohol and drugs, and he was getting treatment for it. But I didn't realize that he was as angry. And that's oftentimes what brings people around to violence. Here's, look at the headlines. California mayor shot, killed in home. His wife did it. The things that go on, we find unacceptable a lot of the violent behavior that is yet prevalent in our media. We say it's against the law to murder people. The fellow in Oklahoma who's charged with murder by beheading somebody. You think that idea came from what has happened in the Middle East with ISIS? Is that where that violence, is the media, news media and other media, entertainment media, responsible for the ideas? People say, nah, if you have it, you don't. You know the difference between right and wrong. I remember my father telling me that. You know what's right and wrong. Yeah. And I think these two kids knew what was right and wrong, but they still get into a fight and got hurt. So knowing what's right and wrong and understanding how always to implement that or to think it through, the one thing that makes us different from most of the rest of the species on the planet is that we think, or we have the ability to think. That doesn't mean we do. It doesn't mean that we are focused and always have our senses around us. But still, I find it troubling to begin pretty much every day, as I have for almost 50 years doing morning radio, and the same kind of stuff, the same things, only a little more violent. Well, you can say, what's more violent than World War II? I suppose maybe that's, yeah, and that was 70 years ago. Okay, I don't have an answer for that. That was a gross misstep, misconduct on the part of people who were, they had a brain, but they didn't use the brain. They followed the Pied Piper. Is that what we're all doing here? Is that what makes all of the circumstances that led up to Ferguson, for example, the years and years and years of contrived overbearance, and just frankly because they are a small town, they thought they could get away with the sorts of things they've got. That's how I read it. Over and over and over again, it's the same kind of thing. No matter whether it's the local area that you live in, whether it's the state, the national picture, international picture, the Russians and the Ukrainians. There's a lot of violence there. They don't like each other because of their religion. Same thing in the Middle East. When you get right down to brass tacks, wars are fought over money, religion, sex, or power and control, and maybe all of those things equal the fourth thing. I just find it, I'm really trying to work through this here as we think about the impact of all this violence around us. I've decided the number one movie of the weekend was The Equalizer. It was extraordinarily, from what I had heard and read, violent, yet it took in $35-36 million. People can say, well, what about 24? You're a big fan of 24. I can't explain, but I know that I don't feel the same when I'm watching that show as I do going to, for example, a movie that Liam Neeson was in recently, that just the kind of violence against women was horrendous. Kenny, what kind of comments have you got about Ferguson? I know that we have an update. We'll do a couple of quick things while we talk to Gil Torres about what's going on in Ferguson.
Donnie says, I believe in government and I believe in the idea of police. I also believe in my right to hold both accountable in a democracy, and that needs to happen in Ferguson.
Wow, that's brilliant. Holding people who have these jobs accountable. They have not been accountable, otherwise they wouldn't have gotten away with what they've gotten away with for as long as they've gotten away with it. And this whole thing wouldn't have developed, or maybe it had to develop, because that means that we are now focused on them, other police departments like them, and the over-militarization of our country. That's part of the pursuit of information and regulation. So let's pursue that in a moment with Gil Torres here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have Gil Torres with us, who served 20 years as a special agent with the FBI. After he completed that run, he was assigned and served in the New Orleans, and he was in Quantico first, then he went to New Orleans and Dallas, as well as U.S. Embassy in the Republic of Panama. He has experienced a wide variety of investigations that include all kinds of crime. The story about the Ferguson police officer who was shot on Saturday night after encountering a couple of men at a community center who ran from him and then opened fire during a foot chase causes people to wonder what actually is going on in places like Ferguson. Mr. Torres, thanks for joining us. I wonder out loud about the connection between continuing violence and bad training. I'm very focused on the police, their access to all this military paraphernalia that they're not trained to use. Obviously, there's a problem with the police in Ferguson to begin with. How much of a problem is this around the country?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. With respect to Ferguson and their training and military equipment, I don't know that it's necessarily a problem. I would hope that they do have someone who's in charge of training, and that they do get oriented with their equipment and have mechanisms in place where procedures so that when it's needed that it can be used appropriately.
Well, how do you get people trained? Because obviously cooler heads did not prevail in Ferguson. You'd like to think that that was the way they would go, but the police are not trained well. So how do the people in the FBI do it? How do they train their agents, and do they need to? The police need to be trained the same way as the FBI.
Well, I think the police, basically most police departments, are pretty much emulate what the big boys do. I'm not telling you that the FBI does everything right, but I think they try very hard to get it right. Certainly, they've made every mistake that can be made, and they learn from it and they correct it. Ferguson is not the largest community in the world, but then again, it has its unique situations, and then again, this is new. I have to say that law enforcement is not an exact science. Every police officer, every federal agent out there, sooner or later will be confronted or have to face a situation that they have not had to deal with.
Yeah, but if they're trained, isn't it true if they're trained properly? My whole theme here with this is we need fewer police, better trained, and better paid. And that seems to be
absolutely
something. You look at Ferguson, and it's ripe. It's just ridiculous. And the thing that I wanted us to focus on, we got about 60 seconds here, focus on the militarization of the police, all this stuff that comes from the
Pentagonization.
Basically, the feds have gotten into every area of our lives, and this is just another example of it. How far does it go?
Well, I'm sure that a lot of police departments, sheriff departments are, they are receiving hardware from this last 10 years or so, having been in Iraq and Afghanistan, all this equipment, all this surplus equipment. And yes, it's probably equipment that they're maybe not your everyday police gear, but there you are. You've got it, and then they implement it. They use it. So again,
they don't know
it's going to be probably rough in the beginning.
That's part of it. If you get it, you have to use it.
Yeah. Why? If you don't know how to use it,
why
would
you have to use it?
Yeah, that's
we have it.
Good.
We have to use it. Right.
Right. Hi, Mr. Torres. Thanks for joining us here. And good day. 21 after the hour. Thank you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Top five songs for this week in 1985, starting with the number five tune belonging to Madonna Cicilline. Forget about her last name because everybody knows her as Madonna. What is it?
Maybe it's
Ciccone,
isn't it?
Ciccolini?
Yeah.
It's something Ciccone. Italian with lots of vowels in it. That's all I know. Anyway, this is a song called Dress You Up, number five this week, 1985 music. Here we go. Dress you up, my love, all over. This is what she says to her boy toys, right?
That's right.
Dress you
Let's
up.
Play dress up.
Yeah.
Especially because they're only 12, so they're used to
it. Police uniform on.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
Not dress up like
a bad hat. All right, so from that song, which is a pretty good song, good pop song, a better one, number four this week. Great, great pop song. Aha!
Is when they played it at Nass Park. Hearing 34,000 people attempt to do this.
Yeah. Not me.
I guess we're
not
having
fun. Not that one, buddy. I can appreciate it. Fun. Good, fun pop music. We had this in our One Hit Wonder contest, didn't we? Have you
seen it?
Where it winds up again, baby. Take on me, take on me, be gone, take on me, I'll be strong. That's right there. Number three this week in 1985, Ready for the World. I don't remember this song, Jennifer, at all.
There you do.
I do?
Just
really? No, this is nice. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, Sheila.
This song. I don't like this song. All right, number two from this week in 1985. Back to something good, cool, and again.
Oh, my God.
Not their best effort, but they got it to number two this week in 1985.
Fun one.
Yeah. That's just not bad. Na 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 na. Na na na. Okay. Number one this week in 1985 belonged to Dire Straits. Oh, yeah. This was not their most successful song, but did well enough to get to number one.
Really? What was their most successful song?
I challenge ye.
Really?
Yeah. All right, give me a minute on that.
I say without a doubt.
This is?
Join me.
Yeah, I think so.
You could go Sultan's a Swing, but it didn't do with this song. Yet.
But it stayed with you. This song didn't stay with you. Sultan's a Swing stayed with you. All right, anyway. Number five, Madonna. Number four, Aha. Number three, Ready for the World. Number two, Cool and the Gang. Dire Straits. Number one this week, 1985. A little musical memory for you on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How are we doing with our 100 days of happiness, Jennifer? Kenny's not here, so we're a little bit hand-tied and watching.
We're a little hand-tied, but here's
media.
How it works, because oh, I God. Think it's still, yeah, find your favorite good stories of the day and then hashtag them with 100 good days.
Right.
Because we're celebrating the last 100 days of the year with these good stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Like that.
That's good. In Florida, the St. Lucie County School Board has fired a teacher. The board found that Mr. Drew Dyhart had gotten 6 8th grade students to beat up a 7th grader who had talked back to her in class.
That's classy.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
How do you like that?
Wow.
The teacher gets the kids to beat up another kid who was disrespectful to her. There you go. That's what you want.
Some free skills and Starburst for you if you do it, kids.
Right.
Nice.
Education in action. 28 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
October. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler in this hour of the Good Day program. Some philosophy updates on some of the important stories, in-depth, if you will, conversation. News talk radio is where we talk about the news. What a concept. And in the news today from the medical department, first case of Ebola diagnosed here in our country. The patient is in isolation at a Dallas hospital after traveling from Liberia to visit family in Texas. How in the name... Back to what I was talking about before. Education. Somebody in Liberia been exposed. So this is one of the things that some people have talked about, the ease of transportation. American must be having a conniption, because I'm sure if he flew into Dallas, he flew in on American. So what does that say? What are the people that were on the plane thinking? The people he had contact with at the airport? This is the kind of stuff. This is why they need to close these countries down. Just shut them down. Shut them off. So you can't get in and you can't get out. What is so difficult a concept here? Why is this some... How or other. I mean, this guy was so critically ill that he's been in the Presbyterian Hospital, has been since the weekend. They won't talk about how old he is. They won't talk about where he's from, which is okay. And they have started to track down his family, though, or friends or anybody else who may have come in contact with him. But again, we're talking about going through an airport or two, coming to this country on an airplane. At the Center for Disease Control, the director said the man left Liberia on the 19th, arrived the next day here to visit relatives, started feeling ill 4 or 5 days later. Not clear how the man became infected. He said, "We need to be on our guard." What kind of a stupid statement is that? Yeah, we need to be on guard. There's a brilliant governmental official for you. So who else may be at risk here? Several of the patient's relatives, as the CDC puts it, are being monitored. What does that mean, monitored? Well, they put them in an isolation unit. This thing, by the way, if you're not familiar, after all of the discussion of this, there are some people who say, well, what is Ebola really? Symptoms can include fever, muscle pain, vomiting, and bleeding, and can appear as long as 21 days after exposure to Ebola. It's not contagious until symptoms begin, and it takes close contact with bodily fluids to spread it. We've said that how many times, Kenny? 100. If we've said it once, 100
at least
times. So the idea here is not to get a panic going, and that's what will happen because the news media will overcook this. But by the same token, the people that were on the flights with him have to be thinking about it one way or another. So let's say he had a cup of coffee on the plane and you picked up his cup and you gave it to the flight attendant and she picked it up and put it in the sack. Does that mean that he was exposing what he had to others? Yeah, could be. If his any kind of saliva or whatever left on that cup and goes through the pores in your hand, yeah. So there are others. Let's see, I see the four American aid workers who were infected in West Africa have been flown back here for treatment. They went to Atlanta, and there's a hospital in Nebraska. We were talking about that, I think, last week, weren't we? Kenny, the hospital in Nebraska, that I don't think
yeah.
We saw. Yeah. Three of the four recovered. A U.S. doctor exposed to the virus under observation in another facility. So we've had four isolation units that have been built in this country. And I don't think that they were built for this. They've just been developed because they need to have, and I think this makes good sense. What happens if there's an outbreak of XYZ? You want to have some place to go that people are not going to be exposed and that they're set up to handle something like this. So anyway, people, if you're, why would you go to Africa unless you're going there to help or unless you have to? What does it mean, have to? You have to do something. And what do you have to do that's more important than protecting your health? Why would you go? And why would somebody come from there? Again, pointing out the frustration of this because these people just don't get it. So he's somehow or other, this guy's been exposed. And Liberia is one of the three hardest hit countries with Sierra Leone and Guinea. 6,500 people are sick with this stuff. 3,000 or more now have died because they had the disease. And those numbers, you know as well as I do, are probably underestimated, partially because there's not enough laboratory to test people for Ebola, and secondly because the information isn't any better coming out than going in. These people are so backward in our, maybe they're having a wonderful life in other ways, but when it comes to this sort of thing, they are by definition completely backward. So what's going on with the U.S. military? All those of you who are worried about maybe one of the 3,000 is in your family. The equipment is being delivered. They're building these 25-bed clinics that will be staffed mostly by American health workers. They will treat doctors and nurses who become infected or who have already gotten the disease. They're bringing the expertise that they had at Emory and the CDC Center. They're building 17 other clinics as we speak in Liberia, and that way they can train more health workers and staff them. Still and all, they need to close these places down. But this morning you're going to see lots of headlines you didn't see yesterday about this patient in Dallas, the first diagnosed outside of Africa, and our luck is that he came here to visit his family in West Texas. All right, so. And so how many people were exposed to this? They'll put a cap on it and say a handful of people have been exposed to it, and hopefully that's true. But still, where does it go from there? It is just so frustrating And I don't mean to start your day off with something that's so negative, but it is. It's just so crazy. I don't know. I can't underscore it enough. It's just craziness. And the teaching is only part of the deal, only part of the problem. Dealing with those people, setting up those things over there, hopefully will contain all of it. But it's a worry. Let's talk about something else that maybe in the health world is better for you to understand. How are you doing in supplementation department? Do you take supplements? If you do, what are the best kinds of supplements to take to keep your immune system from being, you know, affected by something, maybe even by something like Ebola? Dr. Jack Stockwell next here on Good Day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. West bait block based on no-choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie, may I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie, may I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie, may I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie, may I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie, may I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy to have Dr. Jack Stockwell here. His website is jackstockwell.com. He's a Nooka chiropractor dealing with your neck. He also has in his office in Salt Lake City a large supply of really wonderful therapeutic, I guess I can come up with all kinds of adjectives, Jack, to describe Standard & Poor's. I'm not getting paid to say this. Standard & Poor's, good duck. You know, Standard Process is it's the S&P in my mind. Standard Process is a company that takes things that live and create supplements out of them.
Real food.
Yeah. So I guess in an intelligent way, I would like to have you talk about whether these things are procurable, a standard process you get only from practitioners. Walgreens, on the other hand, offers, and so does CVS, and so does Rite Aid, and so do
Whole Foods.
All of these places have...
Even Walmart.
They have what they will tell you. Costco, same thing. Are supplements that will help you live better. Walgreens' profit margins, apparently in the balance, they have a focus on... these are big, big chains, and it costs a lot of money to run them. And the most profitable... place is not the drug counter, but it's the supplement counter. And that's why I wonder, as people continue to vote with their dollars on what kind of health care they really want, they go to homeopaths, they go to people like you, chiropractors, they go get all kinds of treatments that are not considered mainstream by the AMA, acupuncture, that kind of stuff. So when it comes to looking for the kinds of supplements that really do you good, do you really expect to find those things at Walgreens or Walmart?
Well, no. You go to Walgreens or Walmart looking for the lowest price that you can find for about anything. You know, most people would agree that raw honey is probably better for you than processed honey. People would probably agree that brown rice is probably healthier than white rice.
They do raw milk better than processed milk.
Raw milk is definitely better for you than processed milk. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't whole food sourced vitamins be better for you than something made in a laboratory?
Mm-hmm.
And so with a whole food vitamin that Standard Process has that we exclusively use in our office, all you need is a little tiny bit of a very heavily concentrated food source, as opposed to these huge mega super atomic nuclear power driven stuff that you can buy off the shelf at Walmart or a lot of health food stores that are just fractions of the real biological entity called a vitamin that is made in a laboratory somewhere. Most of which are produced by Hoffman LaRoche down in the Louisiana area from stuff that's shipped in from China, big tubs of these chemical compounds, and then they mix them together. And so somebody looks at a vitamin like vitamin D and says, oh, we can grow this crystal from cod liver oil because we know that's the real thing. We can grow this little crystal. Let's take that crystal into the laboratory and see what we can do with it. Then they grow the crystal in the laboratory, having missed the bigger portion of the whole food vitamin in the first place, like a car that rolls down a hillside and a steering wheel goes out the window somewhere and people are looking for it and they find the steering wheel and they say, oh, look, here's the car right here. We found it. That's kind of the difference between these synthetic, what they call vitamins, as opposed to something made from a whole food concentrate, which is why we get the effect that we get in our patients by using a whole food concentrate as opposed to a chemical powder.
All right, so it's the real McCoy. It's food, and that's what people ought to look for when they go, if they don't have access to Standard Process. When you go look to these big stores that are making a lot of money on this stuff, look and see whether it's made from whole food.
The ingredients should list food. Carrot powder, defatted wheat germ, these kinds of things. Maybe even some isolated organ pieces,
right,
you know, that have been
liver.
Cleaned. Yeah, a little bit of liver, a little bit of heart, you know, this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it says, you know, usually it'll say B1 thiamine mononitrate 500 milligrams or something like that. There's only one way you can know that that's in there, because you put it in there as a chemical powder.
Mm-hmm.
Because even you know, when you get B1 from rice polishings, for instance, one crop of rice will have a little different concentration than the next crop. So that's why when you look for the ingredients, it's not going to say exactly how much of a particular vitamin is present, because the entire B vitamin family works together synergistically as a whole. All the B vitamins need to be present that comes from a food source. And the amount there, the strength of it, won't be as much as some of these super high mega you know, Supermax, B-Max vitamin stuff that you buy in, over the counter that you're shopping for price rather than where the content actually was sourced.
All right, people are chuckling because I'm swatting flies while you're doing your report.
I totally hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to know in 30 seconds, so flies really bad for you?
Of course.
No, really. Do flies carry all kinds of people?
Oh, when they eat and they
eat food.
Yeah. The next time through, I'm getting rid of flies and mosquitoes. There's no issue about it.
Next, you mean in your next life?
Yes.
Really?
No more flies. Okay. No more flies, no more mosquitoes.
All right, so
no more politicians.
Kill the flies, kill the mosquitoes.
Take the lawyers while you're at it.
Yeah.
First, hang on the lawyers. Jack Stockwell on Good Day.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A man in a really nice camper wants to put our song on the radio. Give me a pen. I'm signing. You're signing. We're all signing.
You, doing that thing you do. Breaking my heart into a million pieces. Like you always do.
You got the number 7 record in the country.
It's a cute movie produced by Tom Hanks. That Thing You Do is the song from the movie That Thing That You Do. The group is called The Wonders.
Movie about one hit wonder, right?
Yeah.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Hey, I make no guarantees.
Number one movie this week in 1996. Hard to believe this movie is that old. Very nicely done. And it was kind of cool the way they created a song that didn't exist during this era and so captured the era in terms of the song and the way it sounded. I thought they did anyway. It's a good story in the movie. Chucker, do you like this movie?
I did.
Yeah.
And it was also directed by Tom Hanks as well.
I remember that. Yeah, right. Hi, Chuck Curry is here. He's the author of the blog, the website, Entertainment Today and Beyond. Check out videos, DVDs, anything that has to do with movies, he's on it. And that's why he's here on the Good Day program with movie news up next here.
And now, another Staples business tip.
Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Hi, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with an overview of some of the movie news, continuing information about Denzel Washington and The Enforcer, that movie that was...
Equalizer.
What? Equalizer, The Enforcer. Hello, Doug. $35 million over the weekend.
Whatever.
A sequel planned for it. Why do they have to make these movies so violent? I walked out of the Liam... I told you last week, went to see Liam Neeson's movie. I just walked out. It's horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I don't want to watch that stuff. There's a good story to be told. There are a lot of great stories you can tell in action flicks without going over the top with gore and blood. It's pathetic. Frankly.
What's the line
I'm not
going to
disagree with you.
What's the line, James Bond?
Because 24 kind of is good to you.
But 24 never showed any gore.
They don't show blood, right?
Well,
he ripped a chip out of somebody's tummy.
Yeah, that's right.
And they cut off.
I've also felt bad about nudity. Extensive nudity in film is I just think it's unnecessary.
It's gratuitous.
I'm more tolerant than violence than nudity. Right. I just never understood why directors had to have.
I knew there was something wrong with you. Now I understand it. All right, let's see. What else have we got? What's going on?
Sure, it's okay with flesh-eating zombies.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Shatner has confirmed he was contacted about playing Captain Kirk in a small part in Star Trek III reboot over at Paramount. I have to believe he'll say yes,
of course,
and this will happen, which I think is pretty cool. One other bit of news, Quentin Tarantino's latest film, a Western titled Hateful Eight, starts shooting in Colorado.
See, there's another one. He did all the gratuitous violence in his movies.
Tarantino.
It's gross. But he tells great stories.
The rumored cast will be Kurt Russell, Sam Jackson, and Viggo Mortensen. It appears Sam Jackson and Morgan Freeman appear in one out of every two movies.
Good for them.
And Denzel Washington's in the third one.
Aww.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Do you have got anything else for us?
One other thing. I finally got around to watching Fox's Batman prequel TV show, Gotham. And I thought it was outstanding, at least the pilot. I think it has
Fox
a lot of potential.
Cannot gain...
Ben McKenzie, who was in the show Southland, is outstanding as Commissioner Gordon.
They cannot get traction at Fox anymore. CBS has so wiped them out in terms of drama and action stuff on TV. And there's also ABC's come up strong with three or four shows. NBC, as usual, has, other than what's the one, the Blacklist, right? That's on NBC.
Blacklist is the best show on TV.
Yeah, that's a good show. It's too bad it's now on opposite of Law & Order LA. They started that this week. Hi, Chucker. I understand, Chucker. Thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.